Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Certainly some things that we have to improve upon moving forward. I think we got to really look and see what we're doing really well and make sure we continue to do those, whether it's conceptually or putting people in certain positions. You know, what's been cool about our offense is we found different ways to do it. It seems like almost every week, and we got to make sure that we continue doing that moving forward, because it does present a little bit of a question, I think, for defenses going in terms of how we're going to attack them.
Agreed 1,000%. There's Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers. Joining us momentarily will be Mike Clements, who is our insider embedded in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But first, let me tell you about something, one of the coolest things I've come across here recently. Wendy's is celebrating their 50th with Birthday Cake Frosty and Birthday Cake Frosty Cookie Sundays. The iconic Frosty has been a fan favorite treat for 50 years, and to celebrate this important milestone, Wendy's has big news. Birthday Cake Frosty and Birthday Cake Frosty Cookie Sundays. For limited time, the cool, creamy vanilla Frosty will be replaced with Birthday Cake flavored Frosty. And you have to try the Birthday Cake Frosty Sundae with sugar cookie and rainbow sprinkles in a cup. Oh, buddy, you got to go do that at Wendy's, and don't miss out, because they ain't going to be here forever, so hurry up and go get some of that.
Well, I'm not even going to wait. I'm just going to go right after this show and get ready for post-game show with a nice, birthday cake cookie sundae? Is that
birthday cake frosty cookie sundae.
It
looks delicious.
Outrageous. I know my man Mike Clemens would love one of those. He's brought to you always by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Hello, Mike.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Fantastic. Always better when we're talking to you, especially on the bye week of a Packers team that's 8-2. Mike, we were talking about it a little bit.
Matt LaFleur goes out and gets one of those Sundays tonight. You know why?
Why is that?
It's his 40th birthday today.
Oh, well, how about that? That works out. I mean, now, I know when he was mic'd up, Mike, he said that he was a little bit out of shape. Not that anybody would be able to tell by the slender head coach of the Green Bay Packers physique.
Actually, well, sure, but you know,
hate these skinny people.
Spent 5 months with that boot on with the torn Achilles too, so I thought he did pretty well with that.
No doubt about it, Mike. As he gets into his first year and deeper into the year, do you think we've seen LaFleur improve in some of the game strategy, the in-game stuff, the decision making of, you know, clock management, play clock management, last 2 minutes, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, there was a couple of challenges he had early in the season where, you know, he was trying to get, it's a complicated game today, being a head coach, managing a game as a head coach in the National Football League. And I thought he was pretty honest about, you know, it just seems that at times, as productive as the offense has been, and to get to 8-2, that there's still just kind of a question about rhythm. And I thought he was very open when he said, yeah, one of the things we got to fix is our personnel changes on offense depending on down and distance.
I think that there's a combination of things. I think, number one, I got to make sure I do a good job of getting that play call in a timely fashion. I really think a lot of our issues have come from just the communication of our substitutions. It looks chaotic and disorganized at times, and that's something that we're going to take a good hard look at and how we can make it more clear and more efficient for our players.
That's an honest answer of a guy that's trying to find a legitimate solution to the problem and knows that that's going to only become a more magnified issue once you go up against some really, really good teams like the Niners you're going to face right out of the bye.
And on both sides of the ball. I mean, Gary and I see this in the press box during the TV timeouts all the time, because sometimes those directors, they come right back, you know, as the quarterback is calling his cadence and they snap the ball.
Yeah.
But we're seeing dudes running in, out, oh, then back on the field, you know. Because the confusion is of what personnel group the coordinator wants for that next down or for the next series. I saw Ibrahim Campbell, this new guy that, you know, that they got back, that they're playing at the kind of the hybrid safety, run in, run out, run back in, and then, you know, like, what do I do? Smart guy, he tasks Blake Martinez, and Blake tells him, you know, gives him his assignment, and he lines up, and then he ends up, you know, just instinctively chasing down a play out in the flats. But that stuff, you know, how can you possibly get set, or how can you possibly be successful when, you know, you're not set, and you can watch the offense break from their huddle and decide who's got what. You talk about gap integrity, it starts with things like that.
Now, Mike, what about we were having the conversation of how would the NFL playoffs be changed and maybe watered down if they add teams to the playoff format as the CBA negotiations do appear to be progressing better than I would have expected. I thought we'd see a work stoppage in both the MLB and the NFL. But Mark Murphy, as the de facto chairman for the Green Bay Packers and part of these negotiations, what do you think he would feel about possibly making another regular season game? On the surface, it sounds great. Let's just add more revenue. But if it's a regular season game and they take a home date away from these teams, that could be very, very costly to a team that doesn't have one signal owner.
Now, it's been about a year since the word came out of NFL owners' meetings that, look, the preseason games and the no-shows are getting to be an embarrassment, and frankly, it's hurting them revenue-wise. On the other hand, players, regular season, vested players don't want to play more than 16 regular season games a year. It takes a toll on their bodies. They want to come back next year. You know, Aaron Rodgers does not want to play in another preseason game. He wants to play another 5 years. He doesn't want to have what happened to Jordy Nelson, you know, torn ACL, and maybe that shortened his career in a meaningless preseason game in Pittsburgh. And so after the word came out of the NFL owners' meetings that, yeah, they may expand it to an 18-game regular season and do away with a preseason game or two, then by this summer, when I asked Murphy about it after the shareholders' meeting that one night, he goes, it's probably going to be 17 games. And that's one of those things where he's talking about the things that are talking about these meetings, you know, where the negotiations are, the compromise. And, of course, it's not until he leaves the room you stop and say, well, how does that work? You have 9 home games and 7 right on the road, and how does that all work out? And so I said to him this, look, first of all, here we are in the middle of training camp. Brian Gutekunst needs every snap he can get in 4 preseason games to analyze a 90-man roster. Matt LaFleur, a modern coach, does not want Packers hitting Packers in practice. Okay, it's 75%. It's thud. All right, they're not taking running backs and taking them off the ground. And so he did have a joint practice where the Texans got a little out of hand, and Lonnie Johnson nailed Jace Sternberger, your third-round pick, you know, rookie defense tight end, and he was out with a concussion for 2 or 3 weeks. Trevor Davis got hurt on a kickoff return that because it got too spicy between the Texans and the Packers. And I said to LaFleur, if they take away 2 preseason games and you're trying to evaluate all these guys on the 90-man roster and you got some really close battles, how are you going to do business? He goes, I'll be forced then to have more live tackling in practice. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to have Packers hitting Packers, but I'll be forced to do that. So I brought this to Murphy and I said, you know, why can't some of these other teams do like you guys are doing in Green Bay with Titletown or the Patriots, you know, with their Patriot Village, where you can make that extra money without having to screw up the game? The game's perfect the way it is, 16 games, the 32 teams, the division balance, all of that stuff. And he reminded me, hey, the Buffalo Bills, they don't have a Lambeau Field. You know, somebody, Jacksonville Jaguars, they don't have that kind of a draw. But he talked about the understanding that the veteran players don't want to play more than 16 regular season games a year.
That's something that, you know, we're discussing, we're talking to the players about it. Obviously there's concerns about the health and safety of our players. And, so we're looking at different options. The other reality, quite honestly, Mike, is the quality of our preseason is not great. And I think it's declining as we go along. fewer and fewer play, fewer and fewer starters are playing in preseason games. So I think we're looking at a number of different options, but it's not all about revenue. I think we also need to do what's right by our players and the fans. But we're unique, I think, in terms of being able to support invest in a project like Titletown. It's a little more difficult for some of the other teams to do something like that.
And also with the public support that obviously the Green Bay team has to go into that when you're talking about putting in a land development like the Packers have done. And also where the stadium is. I mean, some of these places, you look at U.S. Bank Stadium up there in Minneapolis. Mike, I know you've gone up there and covered a bunch of games. It's right there, right off of the train. That's the only way you get in there. And now you're able to see some of these teams be able to build up structures like this and grab that revenue and make it a year-long attraction instead of just 8 games like it was back when it was just the steel on the outside saying Green Bay Packers. Now it's an event. It's a vacation destination in the winter.
And Jerry Jones, we saw his The Star District, which is outside of Dallas. We went there during the Cowboys game. And these NFL guys like Mark Murphy, they've gone to Chicago and they've seen what Tom Ricketts has done. And, sometimes people don't have a very positive attitude. But I've heard some tremendous stories about Ricketts as an owner, as a leader, to take an old Wrigley Field and it's like playing Monopoly. You start buying properties around your iconic ballpark, and you start, leasing those properties to people, to residential and to business. It's not all just like boutiques and malls and, T-shirt shops, because those come and go. Look at how malls are dying in America, right?
Right. You got to have legitimate businesses that are going to stay in.
This is what's so smart about Titletown. It's relevance. Offices and condos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's long-term leases. It's long-term businesses that would be there, doing business. But
hold on for a minute, Mike. Let Steve give you the negative.
Well, no, it's not negative of that. I was just going to speak to the fact of these malls that are dying, these stores are dying.
Right.
The reason all of this is happening is because they all are shooting themselves in the foot. I think they all have the agenda of eventually having them all go bye-bye so they don't have to pay the overhead. Because if you did want to have these stores to stay around, if you did want malls to survive, then your best deal should be in the store, not online. I shouldn't be able to go into a store and find online that my price is cheaper online and they have to show it to the cashier that's more expensive in the store. Yeah. I shouldn't have on Black Friday online specials for Black Friday, but at the store, maybe not get the same deals I get online. They're killing themselves. If you want more people in the stores, then put the specials in the stores and don't put the specials online. That's how you fix it. They don't want to fix it. They want to get rid of everybody working for them so they can cut the overhead. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
So some of the players are staying in Green Bay this week, like Davante Adams. He admitted it, even though it's 6 weeks tonight since he had the turf toe, he's still getting treatment. I mean, he's still dealing with some pain.
100%.
There's other guys that are hanging out, like Danny Vitale, the fullback. The NFL, you've seen them do a lot of things with veterans over the weekend, Veterans Day on Monday. And Danny talked about what he gets out of meeting with these guys that have served in the military.
Everybody likes to compare football players to warriors, and when you really narrow it down, we're not nowhere close to those type of warriors. Those are the real warriors out there. But I try to surround myself with guys like that to at least, pull any little piece that I can from them, their experiences, and put it into everything that I do, So nothing but the utmost respect for those people. Those are my, people always say, and it's cliche, but those are legitimately my heroes. Those are the guys I look up to that I really wish I could be, If I wasn't doing this, that's the route I would have liked to go. So, yeah, those are the guys I love.
That's pretty cool, Mike. That's one of those situations where there is a different view on it once you get into that realm of seeing guys that actually are battling for their lives instead of just battling for 60 minutes on the gridiron that we call it.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Graham is also involved in those things.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that helicopter project where they transport organs that people are anxious waiting for a transplant. And he helps out with that.
I had a friend of mine that I grew up with. His brother was one of the pilots of one of the planes that flew over Lambeau Field for the Oakland game. And Jimmy Graham went and met with them after the game.
Yeah.
Sat down, had dinner with all the guys, and had just conversations of what the Air Force is like.
Guys, if they hadn't been in the NFL, they'd probably be in the military today.
And yeah, no doubt about it.
That takes us to Colin Kaepernick, who is going to get this workout in the NFL. I think you guys have spent some time talking about that this afternoon, right?
100%.
So the story breaks on Tuesday that the NFL is going to have this workout with him in Atlanta. Joel Philbin, your former offensive coordinator, interim head coach, Green Bay Packers, will be there along with Hugh Jackson, you know, from the Browns and the Bengals, two offensive guys, to run this combine-like workout somewhere in Atlanta. I would guess Flowery Branch. I would guess that, you know, Arthur Blank is helping put this up. And there's a story out that says that Jay-Z, who Roger Goodell hired as kind of a consultant for social media and, you know, to keep the NFL in tune with its audience, the Jay-Z told Roger, you know, and circumvented the lawyers and everybody else to say, dude, you got a problem.
You got to figure this out.
You got an image thing, and this guy needs a, you know, has a shot. Now, for me, just from football, like when Jim Harbaugh replaced Alex Smith with Colin Kaepernick, it was the absolute right thing to do. I think Smith had had an injury.
Yeah, and then they had him on that Monday night game, and he tore the roof off the place.
Off the Bears.
On Monday Night Football, and Vernon Davis walked in like,
yes,
so Colin Kaepernick's our starter, huh?
Yeah, because not only could he run with the football, he stood back there in the pocket. You could see him go through his progressions. They had some good cameras, works, and all that. And he, what the hell, we all know the damage he did to us in the NFC against the Packers in the playoffs. Fast forward, though, to Jim Harbaugh leaves. Then they had that Tom Sula guy in there, and they tanked. Then they brought in Chip Kelly, and Kaepernick lost it. Plus, he injured his shoulder, had surgery one year, and he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert. So he's riding on the bench. It's the preseason, and here's the story that I thought was interesting. Steve Wyche, you know, he works for NFL Network reporter. Steve used to work for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution with our buddy D'Alendo Ledbetter covering the Falcons before he got hired by NFL Network. Steve posted this story during the preseason. Hey, last night, Colin Kaepernick took a knee during a preseason game, and when I asked him what's going on, he says, you know what, I can't stand at attention for a flag in a country where you know, people of color are being treated like the way are from police brutality and all that. Okay, huge story. And I always think it's great, you know, Bob McGinn's great about this, that when you're covering a game, man, you're not just talking to the quarterback and head coach. You're talking to players and coaches from both teams. You're talking to people in the stands. You're seeing everything at the field, the attendance, the way the wind's blowing, everything. I always like a guy that can do that when he does a story. So I saw Steve at the Super Bowl 6 months later. I said, well, congratulations on the story of the year. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, that story you wrote watching that preseason game, you noticed the Kaepernick, you know, was taking a knee. And you went down and asked him. He goes, to tell you the truth, I was tipped off.
Wow.
And he looked at me like kind of a wink. Like, in other words, Kaepernick had done that a game or two before and no one noticed.
And no one realized that.
And
wow, that is crazy.
Like his agent like went to Steve and said, hey, watch my guy, Colin Kaepernick.
Somebody shouldn't take notice. Yeah, somebody should take notice.
And then he went down and interviewed and said, hey, Colin, I noticed you're taking a knee. And then Kaepernick gave him a speech, and that's how that whole thing got started.
And maybe it comes with a resolution. It'll be interesting to see if it does this weekend in Atlanta. Mike, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the bye week. That's Mike Clemens joining us, courtesy of Pottawatomie, here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Young Express coming. We talk about so much. It's continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Coming that's been in business going on over 27 years. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. Magazine, one of America's fastest growing companies, 7 out of 8 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, and we talk about so much, is growing. They're currently looking to add straight truck drivers and positions in their sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Let's talk about sales, shall we? You want to work in sales? It's what Young Express is looking for. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality, willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation, willingness to travel within an assigned territory, high school diploma or equivalent. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Of course, outside sales experience preferred. But you can get 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses and contests, generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, cell phone, tablet, and all sales promotional materials provided to you by the company, and most importantly, a chance to grow with inside the company. Apply for the position that fits your passion right now at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives.
Winner of a Throwback Thursday. Next, we hand it off to Bill Michaels on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.